You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar. So we had the pleasure of joining the Oprah Belief Foundation in a massive event. Nothing's ever been done like this. And leave it to Oprah and the OWN channel to come up with a celebration of different people's beliefs. From the 18th to the 24th of October, every single day, an hour-long show from all over the world discussing different people's beliefs and religion, religious thought, and how they survive their everyday. So we joined the group at TRN Studios, New Hope Studios in Fountain Valley, California, on the showing, the airing of the Belief show on the 18th.
Right, it was her first show, and what was really interesting about this was it she filmed this over the past 3 years, and when you watch it, you realize why it took 3 years, because some of these people's lives she literally had to follow for a year and a half or 2 years. There mm-hmm. was this one woman that we watched who wanted to become a nun, and in her...
India,
I guess she is a Jain, I think they called her. I believe that was what they call her.
It was that was their religious cult.
Yeah, not religious cult, but religion. And what the thing was is she had to disown her family, and she had to go through this year-long teaching journey, if you will, and then finally to become a nun in this religion, she has to disown her family. She has to pull the hair out of her head to show that she has strength. It was just really, really interesting. And then they showed this other woman who was a Native American and how she had to dance for 3 days.
Straight, yeah.
Straight.
No, just water, no food,
yeah,
no sleep.
To be an Apache woman. So, and they hadn't been able to do that ceremony in the past 100 years because it was banned.
Yeah.
When they were
as
put
evil.
In camps from the Americans, when they had put them all into their... Native American camps, they said all your own religions are all going to be banned, so you can't do these things any longer. So I think it was in 1970 they finally lifted that ban and allowed them to do what they were doing for hundreds of years and practice their own religion. So
yeah, so what she did was she really focused, and you can go online and watch this if you didn't have the OWN channel, and you can also go to TRN TV and take part in the conversation. There's live conversation going on there about what were your thoughts. Did you watch the show and interact?
Yeah, I thought that was the other really cool thing that Oprah suggested is that get a bunch of people together to watch the very first show and open up the conversation. And the conversation is, what is it about beliefs and what beliefs do you have and what beliefs do others have, and how do you see the similarities in the both? And it's just... having a better understanding. And I felt our participation with, there was probably maybe 20 people there. Our participation in the video was incredible. I mean, just to be able to speak to other people about their beliefs and how it affects them.
Our particular room was pretty diverse as well. We had black musicians from 20 age bracket to the 70 age bracket. We had, and a young lady who was part Indian and part Chinese.
Right. We had some Hispanics.
We had some Hispanic people. We had you and I. We had another artist who does random angel drawings, oil paintings. We had a woman who works for PAC Rescue, which is a FEMA division that helps people in emergency situations. Then we had the TRN owner, Alicia, who does live streaming of massive events all over the world. So a really interesting, different, and we had a nurse, an RN for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. And they all had different beliefs.
Yes.
That's what the thing that was really interesting is everyone had their own belief.
We all were raised under a different religion.
Right. And we've all evolved in our religions and our beliefs. Yeah. And I think that's what Oprah's was challenging, saying, you know, the two things you don't ever speak about is politics and religion.
Especially and here right she now is, with politics, good grief.
Right. And here she is, as she said, hey, let's open this conversation about not necessarily religion, but about beliefs. And that's what's so fascinating. When you watch these episodes, she takes maybe four or five different people per episode and shows their journey on what they truly believe. If it's someone in Africa, if it's a Jewish kid who's going through his bar mitzvah, to Catholics being baptized, different faiths and different
beliefs. A young Hindu lady who is from Chicago, Illinois, America, and drove or flew and spent days with 70 million other people celebrating her Hindu religion.
Right.
Biggest event in the world. Never right. even heard of it before.
To go into the river.
Yeah.
And it happens every 12 years. So a lot of education is being done, unbelievably filmed.
And the story. It'll be shocking if she doesn't win some type of an award for this documentary, because it is world class.
Definitely worth watching. And
if you did miss it, go to TRN TV, hop on there, .com, and she's got all 5 days on there.
Yes.
And be sure to comment on what you thought about the different episodes. And if you missed any of the days, just go back and watch them all. They're only an hour long. Worth your time. So I want to talk about a conversation that I had with someone recently about don't be afraid to collaborate with others. And the conversation that we were having was there's a scarcity when you're an inventor to share your idea with someone because you're afraid that someone's going to take your idea. Okay. But if you keep holding that idea close to your chest, and you don't explore it, protect it, and share it, likely it's never going to go any further than close to your chest.
No, because you need others to actually help you move it forward.
Well, people have different skills, right? So recognize what your own skill is first. That's the most important thing when you're going into any project of any sort. And then recognize what skills you need in order to push that project forward. Protect whatever it is, whether it's the name and you need a trademark or you need a copyright, just do it. And then find those other sources that have what you're lacking and join forces with them. The reason I'm bringing this up, not only because of the conversation that I recently had, but Tony, you and I are experiencing an aspect of this firsthand. Tony, you just started the Spirit of Music Foundation, which is a nonprofit giving foundation that gives music to the less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to put together ideas on how to let people know about this foundation and get money and grants and things starting to come into the foundation so that we can schedule events for the holiday season.
Right.
So we joined forces with another power couple, Sonia and Terry Etta. They own the Couture College in Beverly Hills. It's a fashion college. And we'll have Sonia and Terry on the radio doing an interview with us over the next few weeks. But we joined forces with them because they are looking for new avenues for events that they throw. New avenues meaning they do a lot of fashion shows. But what can the fashion show benefit in order for them to have a stake in changing the world?
Right, right.
So where our conversation went at dinner the other night was, well, what if we do fashion shows for the benefit of Spirit of Music? And what if the fashion shows are for female disabled veterans? Or people who don't normally have access to a fashion show. What if the models are disabled veterans? You know, shifting up thought that benefit, you know, us being able to bring music their way in your foundation, but also giving them an experience from the Couture College that they probably on any normal given day would not have that ability.
Absolutely. And this is the power of collaborating with others.
Right.
And just going out there and manifesting things that maybe no one else has ever done before, but that doesn't mean it can't be done just
sure.
because it hasn't been done. So it's thinking outside of the box.
And making creative ways, like we did with Mike Precise and fundraising for him. You know, we collaborated with a group of people that all joined with us to throw this great show, raise money, and change things that are happening in the world.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend that if you're scared that your project, your thought, your idea is going to get taken, then take the steps to protect it, as in create your business, create your nonprofit, get your license, do whatever it is that you need to do. And then by all means, find and surround yourself with a team of people you can collaborate to that understand what you're doing and will help you to push it forward.
Yes. And have the courage to move forward as far as if you have a passion or a concern in the world that you want to help.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there who can help you move it forward, I guess is my point. Is
right.
I never ever thought I would have a nonprofit, and yet here I am.
You never thought you'd have a radio show that's well over 100 shows in.
Yeah, that too. So you know, you never know until you actually branch out. So get out of your comfort zone. Your
yes.
comfort there is just for sleeping. So we have Dan Fowler on the line from Imagination IQ. How are you, Dan?
Doing wonderful, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, we're very excited about doing your show next week, and we know that is going to be in Sacramento. We had talked about it earlier. It's October 29th, 30th, and 31st. And just give us a little background on how you came up with Imagination IQ and what's it all about.
Well, I'm a big believer that you can learn more effectively if you put things to games that are more interactive. So a lot of the traditional events that are out there, nothing wrong with their content. However, their delivery platform is a little, you know, has something to be desired, I think, anyway, especially for those people who have gone through that process and are now ready for version 2.0, version 3.0 for their experience. And so when we make it an experience, learning should be an experience, not just a data dump. So we create a very high level of modality use, all the different senses, all the different kinds of interactive capabilities, and we make it fun and energizing at the process. And music with you guys is one of the key components, live music. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, that's one of the things that we're really excited about is the interactiveness. I mean, one of the things I've talked about in the past about your presentations is that you're not just sitting in a chair for 6 hours while some person gives you a lecture. You're out of your seat, you're actively doing things, and it just makes the learning so much better.
Well, and it's a lot of fun, too, because, Dan, you're really great at taking us out of our comfort zone and having us be aware that getting out of your comfort zone is a good thing.
Yes. Yes, indeed. You know, the comfort, having comfort is great, although if we stay there too long, then we get, you know, fat and frumpy. I mean, just like if we're a couch potato, the couch is comfortable, and we like the couch. However, we can overdo it. So getting to a comfort zone is cool, but staying in the comfort zone, that's something that we should always try to push out of and expand our horizons a bit, you know?
Well, they say a mind that is expanded can never go back. And
right.
I believe that also with experiences. Some of the things, I remember the last time we had done something similar to this, a show that you had put on, one of the guests had everyone stand up with a partner, and we each had to turn our back to each other and change 5 things about our appearance.
I never saw people try to stuff a chair in their pocket, but they accomplished it there.
Well, what was so amazing was, you know, you're like, okay, 5 things, I can do that. And he goes, turn around again, do 5 more.
It was harder than you thought, yeah.
Turn around again, do 5 more. Okay, now turn around and do as many as you possibly can. You're like, and people were changing like 20 things, taking a shoe off, putting a sock on their hand. I mean, it was amazing because the first 5, you're like, oh, I can pull that off. But then when you're getting into 5, 10, 15, 20 things, now you really have to stretch your imagination.
But you also have to really be cognizant of what the other person looked like 5 minutes ago. Because your task, not only to change yourself, but your task was to really understand what your opposition looked like so that
yes.
you could recognize what they had changed of a complete stranger, which really digs into the depths of your brain to see how much are you actually recognizing and absorbing when you look at another human being.
Mm. You got it. It has relations to life as well as for business and relationships too, because we're all constantly evolving. It's a good little test there to see how stuck you are in your perceptions of yourself and other people.
Absolutely. So tell us some of the guests that you have coming up at this seminar, because I think this one's totally different guests. I'm very excited about some of the people that you have coming up. So give us a little insight on who's going to be there.
Yeah. So right off the bat, we have Sage Taylor Goddard. She is actually one of my spiritual coaches. I've done lots of work with her. We're clients of each other. So she's pretty awesome in the energetic realm. She actually channels Archangel Michael, and she has a lot of great intuitive insight. Man, she's super intuitive. Plus, she's got a lot of scientific and, I guess, quantifiable tools that she uses. So people like me kind of toggle back and forth can kind of grab onto some of these tangible tools as well. But she's extremely just intuitive, being able to get the messages from the divine and being able to bring those in a powerful way for great transformation. So she's going to be talking about how to really activate the angels that are around us at any given time. And whatever you want to use, angels or the divine or however, whatever term you want to put to that, she is a master at activating these divine powers that are there for our, not just our use, but also for our protection, as well as for our immediate abundance and our abundance into the future. So she's going to be dialing into that, and I'm going to love that. She's also going to be doing a very special group activity on the very first night, and I don't want to give it all away, but it's a very, very cool, intimate, sacred exercise with her beyond her speaking time. So that should be really, really fun after dinner time on the first night. So,
and you know, I wanted to add that she won the best Law of Attraction program for 2014. So she's an award winner also in her
own
right.
She's no slacker.
Right. I mean, obviously she's got a team of angels behind her, but she also has a certificate here, people.
She is. Yeah, she's on fire. That was an international Best of Law of Attraction, too, international voting. So that's something that's major. That's a major award.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I wanted to call attention to it, because it's not something that's to be taken lightly.
She was actually, there was five categories, actually, with that contest, and she was nominated in all five. She came in second and third in a couple of the other ones and won the best of the best, of course. So, and you know, the organizers told her that we've never had anybody be dominated in all five categories. So it goes to show how powerful her work is, and just she's so down to heart. She loves to laugh. She's just great to be around. I was just up there a week ago, and just seeing them because I was at a conference. So I went by and visited them. They're just an awesome, awesome team.
That is fantastic. So tell us who else is going to be there.
Yeah, we also have Vivian S. De Guzman. She is master at the money magnet, bringing in the money. Show me the money. So she has, she too is energetically inclined. I mean, all of my guests are energetically and spiritually inclined because I am. But Vivian brings in this very, you know, very corporate acumen, but showing the energetic sides of things and how to become, in particular, that money magnet. She's going to give some tips and some tricks on how to be that money magnet all the time and not push money away like a lot of us do, and we do it subconsciously. So she's going to be working with us on that. So I'm looking very, very much looking forward to Vivian sharing her wisdom there.
Yeah, and you know, I'm saying that, it's very interesting because most of us say, oh no, I would never push money away. But subconsciously, there's so many things that we do that we don't realize because we might have been raised in a place where your parents might have said, oh, we can't afford that.
On a daily basis.
You know, we're not the Rockefellers. We can't afford that.
You were pre-programmed from birth with a lot of these beliefs.
So, I mean, once you start tapping into that, I think that's powerful stuff.
Right,
very powerful.
And then we also have Sage Lee. Sage Lee he's become a really good friend of mine. He's actually the only one out of, besides my staff and myself, the only one as of this Imagination IQ that has attended all of the Imagination IQs. Some as an attendee and a couple as a speaker now. This will be the second time he's been a speaker, and he's just evolving his school for wizards. And I'm very excited about this next evolution, and so is he. But he's a repeat. He's actually a tri-peat customer.
Wow.
So, I'm loving Sage, loving what he's doing. His School for Wizards is about this whole idea of the word magic. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's woo-woo and crazy. Although Sage has a very interesting take on magic and how you can bring magic into your world. When I mean world, it could be your life, it could be your business. And Sage's background is brand, doing brand redesigns for not just visual brand, but the overall message brand of large corporations. That's his background. Still brings that into bear, works with entrepreneurs a lot of the time, But he wants to show people how to bring in the magic, and then all the brand stuff and all the logo stuff and the visual stuff, that comes easily once you understand the magic behind it all. So he's going to be talking more about that and talking more about his School for Wizards and some opportunities there.
And also, I wanted to add that Sage, last time that I met him, he was wrapping up his own tarot deck, which he had designed himself and illustrated every single card, and was amazing, because I still have one of the cards that he gave us from the last time. So
yes, and there's he has some special news to share about that, and I won't take his thunder away, but about that tarot deck and about, you know, some cool things that have happened since the last Imagination IQ.
Very
so exciting. You guys, you know, stay tuned for that.
Very exciting.
Excellent. Yeah, I think we have time for maybe one other guest that you have coming. Who else?
Well, I'll bundle these two together. I'll do two. So Alex Iglesia, he is my embodiment specialist. He has created movements for every single one of the steps that I teach on the 6 steps to manifest on demand. And there's a body movement for each one of those. You guys experienced those at the last Imagination IQ, and they're actually coming into play again here. And then also back again, he wasn't at the second one, but he was at my very first Imagination IQ, Chris Cooley. He's going to be doing live art throughout the event, actually documenting the key moments throughout the event via art, via sketching, black and white sketching. So we're going to be taking those and be making those into a coloring book for everybody so they can have a visual reference of the things we talked about through the day.
Excellent. So real quick, I know that you have limited seating left. Where can people go to get their tickets?
Well, first
and
of all,
use our code.
I was going to say, if they go to the front of our webpage, they can get a Humanitarian Radio Saint Tone discount.
Yes, they can get a discount through Humanitarian Radio.
But then go to your website. Yeah. Yes. Get the Tony and Ginny discount there, but the discount is $400. It's $400 off.
Yeah.
It's huge. I mean, and I'm applying this $400 both to the VIP as well as the general admission. So general admission would be $97, VIP would be $297. It's really a no-brainer.
And go ahead and say, Dan, what your website is so they can look and see more information about the event.
Yeah, sure. Real easy. It's imaginationiq.com. You can click that in, and you can see more videos and testimonials from previous events and more textual information there, too, about what to expect.
I'm very excited about attending. I hope that all of our listeners get an opportunity to come and experience this, because it is something that is definitely life-changing. I guarantee that you will leave after 3 days with a ton of information and a new perspective on life.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me out, guys, and being able to talk a little bit about our speakers and about the event, and I look forward to seeing you there and experiencing you too.
And for those of you who miss it, we'll do a wrap-up after the event, and we'll show you how you can still get in touch and work with Dan.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is a really cool little commentary that I found on the Huffington Post. Huffington Post is an online magazine, newspaper, that posts a lot of great things from around the world, and I get a lot of positive stories from here. But this is a little bit of a different twist of what they do on a positive story from time to time. These are 8 things positive people do differently. And that's what
differently than negative people.
Yes. Okay. So it says some people go through life carrying forward on the wings of good vibrations. These people are chipper and resilient, but not all of us are born with the superpower to be naturally positive. Luckily, you can acquire positivity. Being positive is a skill that can be developed over time by tweaking small habits. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
If you build some of these traits in your daily life, things will become brighter day by day. And it's not because things are any better, it's because your perspective will be. So, here are a few things positive people do differently and ways that you can add a little sunshine into your daily routine.
Now, are we going to see if we actually line up with this?
I think we should.
Okay. Okay. By the way, I have not heard this list, so this is the first time I'm hearing it.
It's the first time for all of you.
Yeah, so my answers are going to be real.
And it's usually that way when we do this segment. I never pre-script you.
It's off the cuff.
So we get genuine reaction.
It's live. This is live.
Number one, numero uno. Positive people find something every day to look forward to. Whether it's catching up on a favorite TV show, trying out a new dessert recipe, having a phone conversation with a friend from another town, these things don't have to be big. Having concrete activity to look forward to makes your day unique, distinct, and hopefully gives each of you a sheen of happiness.
Now, I would say yes to that. For me, if I'm at work and I know I can get home and work on some music, or if I'm, I always have something that I'm looking forward to doing.
Yeah.
I always have something there that I'm like, oh, I'm going to work on this video, or I'm going to work
Well, on, and let's just say we always have something going on.
Yeah.
And I think for us, that helps us stay in the positive mode, because we're not just sitting couch potatoes plopped in front of the TV for 6 hours after a work day.
Right. And also as far as events. So it's like, hey, we know we're going to this event tonight, or we're going out to dinner with this couple, or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
There are always things that are placed in front of us, instead of saying, I'm going to get up, go to work, go to bed, get up, go to work, go to bed, without any anticipation of like, oh, after work, I'm going to go and do this. So, well,
and this number two goes right into that.
Okay, let's go to number two.
They celebrate the small stuff. They don't prolong happiness. Find and enjoy in even the smallest of things, your favorite song coming up into the shuffle on your iPod, a funny text from a friend, a beautiful sunny day outside, just because. Soon, it all adds up, and you don't forget to stop and smell the roses because you're smelling them all the time.
I was going to say yes to that also. I have recently started to appreciate more things in nature. I've always loved going for a walk in nature and stuff, but just stopping and really looking at things.
Yeah.
And looking at it in a, not a childlike way, but in a wonder way, like if you look at a leaf or a flower and really start looking at the design of it.
Appreciative of
how it's shaped and stuff. And I know that you and I, when we'll go for walks around the neighborhood, we'll stop and look at different types of roses or different types of flowers, which are really interesting when you start, not analyzing, but dissecting them.
Yeah,
going
totally.
Like, wow, I didn't realize they can do that. So, okay, that's two for two, people.
Two for two. Number three, they are kind people. When in doubt, choose kindness. Positive people look on the bright side, sure, but they also tend to pay it forward by passing on their positive energy to other people. Giving is generous, even if it's just your kind energy, but it also makes the giver feel even better. So that's a win-win situation.
I would say that you do that more than I do.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of that is smiling and hugging.
Yes, you have a tendency to naturally do that, where I'm a little more shy, or I'm not that outward with
you're not that out there. Yeah.
You're like, hi, you're very perky when you're meeting new people and stuff. And I'm more like reserved.
Hi.
Yeah.
That's true though. And I have learned over the years that when you smile at people on the street, they are taken back and then they smile.
Yes. And I've seen you do it. I've seen you do it at the grocery store a million times where people are like, oh, hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, so, I love that one.
So that's a yes for you and more of a no for me.
So number four is stay busy, which we just spoke about. Busy isn't a code for stressed out of your mind. Instead, it means you're filling your life with fulfilling activities.
Yes.
I like that one.
Yeah, I think we're constantly looking for things that are entertaining or energizing for us.
Self-energizing.
Yes.
Yeah. If you don't have something, start a hobby. Structure your weekends with fun things to look forward to. Most of all, be proactive about keeping busy, because you living your life to the fullest is what makes you a positive, happy person, and it's up to you to take that action.
Well, then there's no regrets, because a lot of I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of people tend to say, oh, yeah, I wish I did that, or I wish I did this. And it's almost like they're living in the past. They wish they did things in the past. And I go, well, what about the present? What about right here and now?
We're still here.
You know, it's
what
like,
are we
oh,
doing?
I wish I learned how to play guitar. I'm like, well, you're not dead.
Right.
So you could still learn
and
if
I've
you
heard
really
you
want to.
You inspire a lot of people that way to get back into things they loved.
Yeah. And it's a continuous. I'll tell people constantly, it's like if you pick the instrument up. I was just saying it the other night, a gentleman that we were talking to, we went out to dinner with, and he was saying that he studied classical guitar for 5 years, and then he stopped playing. And he said he loves music and would really like to do it again. And I said, well, when was the last time you picked up your guitar? And he goes, oh, it's been a while. I says, well, pick it up.
Well, and his wife,
there's muscle memory there.
His wife learned 12-string flamenco playing. Yeah.
So
and the same thing. They were both saying, wow, why aren't we playing?
Yeah, I mean, if you've already put in the time, it's like riding a bike. If you haven't ridden a bike in 10 years, I'm sure you can get on it and do it again because it's muscle memory. Same thing with playing an instrument. So,
okay, so number five, and here's that statement right there. They accept responsibility for their actions, meaning, in this case, if they're not learning to play the instrument, it's their own darn fault because they didn't put it into their plan and make it part of their, you know, daily thought pattern. So it says being positive doesn't mean being delusional. By owning up to where you trip up or you make mistakes or you're being honest with yourself. So since you're not hiding from yourself, then you can fill in the blank.
If you're not hiding from yourself, then you can
fill in the blank. What do you want to do with your life?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to fill in the blank blank. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And again, you know, some people go, well, I guess I really don't want to put in that much time to learn how to play guitar.
It's more like, I guess I really don't want it bad enough.
Yeah. Well, and they realize, because a lot of times I have people ask me that, I'm like, well, you have to pick it up on a daily basis, and then you'll overcome this certain hump of how to place your fingers.
And that's
quicker.
No matter what it is.
Whatever
that's
it is.
Not
I'm using guitar
as an
example.
No matter what it is, yeah.
It could be public speaking, you know.
So number six, they forgive themselves. Positive people, as much as you want to treat others with kindness, you deserve the same treatment. Okay, so we all make mistakes, so we all have regrets. Learn from them, forgive yourself, and it will make it infinitely easier to forgive others.
Hmm. That's an interesting one, and I think it's a tough one, because sometimes, I know for myself, I'll beat myself up more on certain things.
Yeah.
So.
Then I would beat you up on.
Yes.
They know.
And I think you beat yourself up also.
Oh, so. I think everybody does that. I don't know anybody who doesn't kick themselves in the butt from time to time over decisions they've made or reactions they're having or anything along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, they know when to move on and not dwell on defeat. You got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and valiantly forge ahead. A positive person knows that a defeat isn't in the end of the journey, but it's only part of the journey.
I think I know that oh too well. Having been a musician for the past 30 plus years, there have been a lot of things that have come and gone and a lot of successes and a lot of failures. And I think if you ask any successful person, they have just as many failures as they do successes.
Sure.
You know, who was it? Reggie Jackson, who was a home run hitter. He would strike out more times than he would get a hit. You know, so it was like this... He was always swinging for the fences. So it's like you need to know these things, that you're going to have failures along with your successes. And when you fail, you got to get right back up. And I think that's the thing that really gets me when I watch some of these shows like American Idol and stuff. You have these young kids.
Pretend reality television.
Well, what happens is that they get turned down and they don't make the cut. And they're like, I don't know what I'm going to do now. And I'm like, you're 15. If a no from some random judge stopped you from your career or from what inspires you, then you weren't that inspired. You weren't that invested in to begin with.
So do not dwell on defeat. There you have it.
Yeah.
Number eight, they resist comparisons. Being positive is far simpler when you do not set yourself against others. As we all have separate strengths and struggles, it is hard to compare one to another in every instance. Instead, work on achieving your own fulfillment, which you can only find by searching inward and, of course, by staying positive.
Hmm. Well, there's a famous saying, be yourself, because no one can tell you you're doing it wrong.
Well, that's true, isn't it?
And so if you're constantly comparing yourself to others, I guarantee you there's always someone better and there's always someone worse.
So 8 things positive people do differently. See if you can make a shift in your life and try to pick some of these up and see if it helps your positivity and let us know how that goes for you.
Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
Life is all about finding people who are your kind of crazy. Life is all about finding people who are your kind of crazy. This is something that you and I believe in 1,000%. It's all about surrounding yourself
with crazy people
just like you. Surrounding yourself with people who are like-minded, who are going to support you, who are going to back you, understand you, help you move your positive life in a great forward direction. When you surround yourself with people who are not thinking anywhere near how you think and react to different things, then you're constantly trying to either teach them how to understand you, or you're just on opposite ends and you never get to a happy spot of understanding each other.
Or thirdly, you start to digress and or change, and that could be a positive or negative. So if you're hanging out with positive people, fantastic. You'll become more positive. If you're hanging around a lot of negative people, I guarantee you sooner or later you're going to start complaining about whatever they're complaining about because it's inevitable.
That's so interesting.
It is. It's very interesting. They say birds of a feather flock together.
I was going to say B-I-T-C-H together, but so one of the programs that we support, Emerging Leaders, definitely follows this philosophy. And what they do is they help to transform people who are just coming out of prisons or rehab centers or have had School of Hard Knocks take them over. But they say that, you know, once you've transformed your thought and your ability, you're going to have to start surrounding yourself with people who feel similar to how you feel. Otherwise, you're going to constantly be hanging around and talking to people who don't understand you or the shift you're making, which inevitably is going to, you know, just cause some heartbreak somewhere down the line there.
Yeah, and I want to touch on that just for a brief second. What these students do is they go through an 8-week program where they are introduced to new thoughts and new philosophies. And I tell them every time that I do my presentation with them, or even at the graduation, I've said this a number of times, I said, you're going to go back into your society and back to the people that you used to hang out with, and you're going to start talking to them, and you're on a different level now.
You're speaking a new language.
You're speaking a new language, and either they're going to adapt to your new language,
or
you're going to fall back into their old patterns, into their old ways. And so I say, since you have all graduated together, there might be 15, 20, or 30 people at the same time, mm-hmm. keep in contact with each other, because these are the people that all understand this new language that you're learning.
They're your support system.
And it'll keep you elevated, because the hardest thing is to have all this knowledge and go back and try to teach it to others, and they're like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't take that class.
Yeah. And so you might as well
take that class of life.
You might as well be speaking French.
Yeah.
In all American schools. So,
and then, you know, I work with a lot of people who are entrepreneurs who are trying to develop new products. And let me tell you something, that's a tough place to be if you're an inventor, because most people will look at you sideways going, that is crazy. Nobody's going to buy that, or nobody's going to fund that, or nobody's going to make that for you. A very negative world. And so I have the same conversation with my clients. Stop hanging out with the people that are telling you no. Hang out with the people that say, wow, I could see how that might be a possibility.
And if you're not sensing that right now within your circle, I hate to say it, but sometimes it's time to move on.
Yeah.
And the friends that you've had in the past might not be the friends that you have in the future.
And they might not be the same type of friends.
Yeah.
You might move to a different circle of more supportive friends in the avenues that you are moving to in your own personal life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So on that note, life is all about finding people who are your kind of crazy.
Go out and find yourself some crazy peeps.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world, sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word humanitarian radio, and they'll give you an extra discount. Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
This story is coming out of Chicago, Illinois, in the good old U.S. of A. So, there is a surgeon that started 3 free clinics in Chicago's troubled areas, and he has now treated over 100,000 patients for free. He treats patients who are unable to pay for their health care. He's been doing this since 2010. His name is Dr. Daniel Ivankovich. He has a nonprofit in the underinsured areas of troubled neighborhoods in Chicago. He was honored as a hero on CNN. And what does this guy say? He says, the greatest thing we can give these people is hope.
Yeah, I think it's really cool how this guy has said that he's seen so many people on waiting lists for months and years, and their conditions keep getting worse. And he finally got to a point where he said, I'm not going to let this stuff happen. You know, a lot of these people have like arthritis or different types of orthopedic conditions. And if not treated, they're going to get worse, where a person is going to become possibly paralyzed or not being able to fully extend their arm or leg or foot in a certain direction if not treated. So good for him. 100,000 people, I think, is amazing that there's people out there that are doing this. And that he said in one point during the interview that he does not turn away anyone.
Yeah, I love that part.
I think that's the one thing that really impresses me the most, because he is a true doctor looking to help human beings get better. And we all need to get paid. And hopefully at one point we will have healthcare in this country where no one has to pay for it.
Well, something that's equal to healthcare in every single other country in the world except for ours.
Except for ours, I know.
How about that? So let's go on to another really great story. This woman in Buffalo, New York, just turned 100 years old. She still works 11 hours a day, 6 days a week at 100 years old. And who hates to work 5 days a week, 40 hours? Okay. So this lady, her name is Philomena Rotundo. She's 100 years old. And again, as I said, she is still working 6 days a week. She works at a new Buffalo, New York laundromat. And she seems perfectly normal, they say. She says, I don't believe in retirement. I believe 65 is too young to retire. If I retired at 65, what would I have been doing all these years? I would have gone crazy. I work because I love people and I want to be around people. And it's the easiest way for me to be social.
So she's worked 35 years.
35.
Past what she was supposed to be.
Oh, right. Yes.
Because if she graduated, if she retired at 65, that was 35 years earlier. So she's like, what would I have done for the past 35 years?
Yeah, rotted away. She started working when she was 15, so she's been working for 85 years. 85 glorious years. She works from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, at a college laundry shop. She folds clothes. She thinks it's keeping her young. She says, that's why you have sick people in the old folks' home. They didn't have enough to do, and their mind deteriorated. It's a very, very, very good point.
And it's interesting that she's at a college, right? She's at a college?
Yeah, around all the young people.
So being around all the young kids, it's like that probably inspires her to stay young and just to keep her focus on what's going on and,
right,
and new technologies. And can you imagine just in the past 35 years how much new technology she's seen working at that place?
She says, I think they throw away old people way too early and forget about them. They're not going to forget about me. I want to keep working. I think they should keep old people working as long as they can. If old people are working and independent, it makes them feel so much different. It's the best way to survive over 80.
Amen.
I got to say, I really believe what she's saying. After just visiting my mom, who just had an 80th birthday, and her friend, Russ, who just turned 83, those two are incredibly active.
Mm-hmm.
He's golfing a couple times a week. She's very active in the community. They're constantly doing something. They're going out. They go out dancing. They go out for breakfast or lunch or dinner or something. But the fact that they are constantly leaving their home, which is one of the things that she says here, is she's left her home every day for 85 years.
Right. She's getting out. I mean, look, my dad is 77. He just finally retired.
Yeah.
He could have retired 12 years ago.
However,
but he didn't
he's
want to.
A retired guy who has not stopped since he's retired.
No.
He retired from going to that specific location every day.
Yeah.
But he has not retired from work or life in any degree.
No, no. Now he works around the yard and around the house doing things. But the point is that I'm sure if he had retired at 65, he would have went stir crazy.
Yeah.
So he's like, nope, I'm going to keep going. So he went an extra 12 years.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to keep him young and my family young and everybody who's out there, you know, that chooses to not lay down and give up, if you will.
I guess we're going to live a long time then because we're constantly going.
Oh, I'm going to be at least 100. I'll probably break the 120 barrier. You're laughing. I'm serious. Watch me go. I got lots to do still.
And you'll still listen to her here live on Humanitarian Radio.
Yeah, I'll be 120 going, hey, people, guess what's going on today? And our last story of the day comes out of Pennsylvania. You know, it's homecoming time, and I don't know if you are familiar with what happens for homecoming tradition, but it's a time in high school when a king and queen are chosen for the fall festivals, if you will. And it generally happens in the middle of a football game, a homecoming game, as they call it. And your most popular people are chosen in the school, the most popular male and female. But they also have to be good academically and have done great things in their community. So they can't just be a popular choice. They have to have some substance to them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in Pennsylvania, there is a teenager that was nominated, and on the night of homecoming when they pick, they announce it. Like, nobody knows who won until that moment when they're on the field, and they say, all the homecoming king and queen court, line up. Ready? Our winner for the female is this, and our winner for the male is that. Well, the male winner at this particular school called Central Bucks High School South was a young gentleman who is a Down syndrome person and has the illness of Down syndrome. When his name was chosen, the entire stadium erupted. A queen who had just been chosen burst into tears. The entire place just lost it. Why? Because they're saying that our students pick who our homecoming king and queen is. And our students picked a person that they felt was stellar above the other 600 students that could have been chosen.
Wow.
And they chose this young man, Scott David Heiser, because of who he is. And it didn't really matter that he had Down syndrome. So, and what they're saying, what the principal is saying is, you look at this. This sets a stellar example for the way people think in America. Young people. And what he's trying to say is, give our young people more credit than you generally give them. It's not all about the gang violence and the crazy, stupid things that you see on TV. There are a huge population of young people growing these days that are making changes in the world. And mm-hmm. this is a big step to elect someone who has a known physical defect, because usually it's always the perfect prince and queen.
Right, the jocks or whatever.
Yeah, and the most popular. And now they're actually taking a stand going, you know, when we pick someone for homecoming, it's going to mean something. So the principal is really pleased with who his children have chosen because he feels it shows great character.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I think there's a shift here, too, happening where kids are thinking more, and they're not just going after the popularity contest. They're actually really considering who their king and queen are, because that's going to represent, you know, who they feel has the is the right person.
Yeah,
the right person doing the right things out there.
The queen's comment: the girl who won as queen, she said, "I had my fingers crossed, and when his name was called, I just started crying because it was probably the most amazing moment in my entire school career." 13 years.
Wow, that's really cool.
That is very cool. So congratulations to you both and that entire school for making a difference and showing people that, you know, your actions speak volumes. Your actions speak volumes. Do really good things out there and you'll make the shift that the world needs today. We are 100% behind that movement.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to
for music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. October 24th to the 30th is Allowing Adventures in Kauai, Hawaii. October 25th, Mind, Body, and Soul Fair in Dorking, England. October 27th to the 31st, they're Creating Conscious Community in Pahau, Hawaii. And October 29th to the 31st, Imagination IQ with our own Dan Fowler in Sacramento, California.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. We are going to be participating in that. And
please,
if you want to go, join us.
November 1st to the 8th is the drum making ceremony in Alberta, Canada, where they're going to be creating drums for a week, Indian-style drums for chanting. That would be really interesting.
That'd be really fun. I love
to have that. So November 4th to the 8th is a Tai Chi retreat in Lenox, Massachusetts. And this retreat zone, we pull a lot of dates from here because they do a lot of very, very cool stuff. International Family Film Festival is going to be in Hollywood, California on November 5th and 6th.
At Raleigh Studios, and we are doing that also.
Yes, we are. Come join us there as well. November 7th to the 12th is a Yoga Tai Chi Fusion, Playa Negra, Costa Rica. November 11th to the 14th, we're Awakening to Destiny in Springfield, Missouri. November 13th to the 15th is a Green Sustainability Expo in San Francisco. I love those types of things. They're very eye-opening. November 21st to the 27th, Sound Healing and Swimming with the Dolphins Yoga Retreat, Kona, Hawaii. I am so in. November 28th to December 5th is a women's yoga retreat, and that's in Jalapa, Mexico. November 28th through December 5th is that yoga retreat. And check out December. We've got quite a few events going on, and we've carried the events all the way through to May of 2016. So if you're looking to plan a holiday treat to give perhaps for a Christmas holiday, there's a lot of entertainment that you can find on our events page on humanitarianradio.com to help you out.
So every week we like to play a positive song. So this week the song I chose is Shine My Light by Saint Tone. You can check out this song at www.sainttone.com.
I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. Outside and you feel you've been denied. song. I'm here shining my light for the first time in years, babe. I'm here shining my light. I'm here shining my light for the first time in years, babe. Shining my light, first time in years, first time in years. Flowers in your hair, living life without a care. You seek the truth, loving every day, finding sunlight through the rain. You trust in you. I'll be there to help you follow through. Yes, I'll be there when darkness blinds the truth. Yes, I'll be there to help you realize we've all got a light to shine. So shine. First time in years, babe. I'm here shining my light. I'm here shining my light. First time in years. First time in years.
Once again, that was Shine My Light by Saint Tone. If you want to hear that song and a lot of other positive songs, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.